Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
All right, 841, let's get to the coach, Jeremy Kelleton. Standing by ahead of the draft. Convention won't be long, and we're going to get started up with a brand new season. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Missed you guys.
Yeah, same here. Are you having a good break?
Yeah, it's been good. We're, as you know, stuff's still cooking along, but been good to have a little family time, too.
What did the boys do for Father's Day?
They give me a lot of love, a lot of hugs.
They didn't glue any macaroni to a plate?
No, they did the old school cards and whatnot, which is always
good.
Fun.
That's good. So you had a good Father's Day?
I did.
All right, and you had a big weekend. Ollie is coming to the Blackhawks. I like this trade. Carms, what do we know about Ollie?
We know that Ollie is 24. We know that Ollie is ninth among NHL defensemen in block shots per game. Steve, I think Coach probably knows this too. He's 26th in defensive zone puck battles. That's a good stat. He's 40th in block defensive zone passes, and he's 47th in outlet passes. I'm actually curious, Coach, which of those stats do you like the most?
I think I like the battles won in D zone. There's a lot of stats. Obviously, you can find a lot of things if you like. But to get out of D zone, you got to win one on ones, and I think he's shown he can do that, which is good. Among a bunch of other things that I think are a strength of his.
So the knock on him has been he's been hurt a lot. Well, you play defense, you're going to get banged up. And the Blackhawks don't make deals like this without doing their due diligence. We're not buying a broken car here, right?
No. Obviously, he's had some adversity in his young career, but that's not, in some ways that can be a positive. He's had some success, he's had some adversity, and that can make you tougher. And I think he can add, we have some of that in our group for sure, but I don't think you can ever have enough. And, to be 24, he's turned to 25, he's got two Stanley Cups. He was a big part of the decor during those runs. And that builds a base of, some steel between your ears. And that's important.
Jeremy, you got to give up something to get something. But what will you miss most about Dominic Cahoon?
Yeah, I think that's important to mention. Like, he's a great kid. Really enjoyed having him this year. Actually started with him in Traverse City in the rookie tournament.
Oh, is that right?
And he had an excellent season. He's a great teammate. He produced offensively despite, most of it being 5-on-5. He's a good player. And so, we don't love giving him up. But, you have to, there's 31 teams that are trying to win a cup. So sometimes you got to give up something to get something, as you said. I think he's going to be a really nice fit for them. I think this is a trade that helps both teams. He will produce there, I think. They have good players offensively, and he fills a hole for them, gives them a little more offensive depth. So I wish them all the best.
I know this isn't your office, but why are the Penguins willing to make that deal? Is it a money thing?
Yeah, I can't speak for them. A lot of times what you see is a team will trade a forward for a D. It balances your team. They're looking for something worth looking for something else. And I think those are the deals you're looking to make where it helps both sides.
How surprised were you by the St. Louis Blues, Jeremy? Did you see that coming?
Well, I think with the second half they had, you had to believe they would be very difficult in the playoffs. I'm not sure anyone saw them, going all the way and winning the Stanley Cup. Maybe a couple people, but you look at how they played from January 1st on, they were an excellent team. And when you watch them play, the total buy-in up and down the lineup for team success, that was pretty impressive. And, they had some tough matchups. They beat some really good teams. So congrats to them, obviously.
Does it make you feel like you're maybe closer than you thought? Because, Hawks and Blues played a lot of great games this year, and they rose up pretty fast.
Yeah, I think it shows that the league is tight. The difference between the top team and the 20th team, I'm not sure there's a huge difference. But think watching the playoffs, it's important for us to realize that, you know, we need to get better in certain areas. We got to be better defensively. We need better penalty kill has to improve. Like, we need to score all different types of goals. We'd like to be a little more diverse in the type of offense we create. But in saying that, you know, we had a good second half and showed improvement. And now we've got to build on it.
By the way, Carms, I can speak for all Blackhawk fans in that, yes, the Blackhawks are close and they will win another cup.
All right, Steve.
Sorry, Coach. I had to put you on the line there. But again, that's what you suit up for. All right, so if you wake up after the draft, what's going to make you really happy? Because the Blackhawks drafted what position?
I'm hoping we draft the best player that we can.
And, I really thought I found an angle. I really thought I found a way to ask that question that you'd have to commit. But you once again have pushed me into the corner and checked me hard against the boards. Well done by you, Coach.
We got a really, you know, capable staff. They've been doing a lot of work. Sure. And obviously it's been fun to be part of the meetings and listen to them talk about these players. And it feels like no matter what pick we've ultimately settled on, it's going to be a great player for the Hawks for a long time. So that is really exciting.
The main thing in the National Hockey League that you cannot be without is a dependable goalie, a number one goalie, as many nights as that goalie can play. Crawford healthy, as far as you know? You guys stayed in touch over the last couple of months?
Yeah, absolutely. He's great. He's in great shape. He's been working even at the rink. I've seen him a couple times. We're excited. He finished off the year really well. And obviously, he tweaked his groin in the last game, but that won't have any impact long term.
Well, it's NHL draft coming up. Wait, is that this week or next week? It's next.
This week.
It's this week?
This week.
This week.
Right.
It's Thursday. Okay, got it. You know,
Friday.
You know,
NBA, I think NBA is Thursday. We're Friday.
21st. I thought that it was the 14th.
Well, you know what? Make an NBA pick as well. The Bulls could use the help. Coach, thank you as always for checking in. We appreciate it. I hope you continue to have at least a good couple of weeks without worrying too much about all this stuff, because the worry starts soon.
You can never check out, though. You know, we're rocking and rolling.
Yep, no, that's exactly right. If you're going to winners never check out. And we know the second half of the season role is going to continue. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
That's Coach Jeremy Culleton. Your thoughts?
I love the fact that the Blues won it just from a optimistic. Hey, they were in last place at the start of January, Steve. Mm-hmm. They ran it.
Worst team in the league.
Worst team in the league. So, mm-hmm. I mean, look.
There's two seasons. The regular season, the playoff season. They're two separate seasons. You got to get in. You get in, anything's possible.
Were you able to say congratulations to the Blues? Were you able to do
I actually
that?
Pulled for the Blues.
Did you really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was filling in after they won it. I asked WGN listeners to say congratulations to St. Louis. They had a hard time doing it, Steve. It was really like pulling teeth.
Well, Boston. Why would you like Boston?
Sure, but
it's in Bruins.
But that's a, you know, divisional rivalry.
Yeah. Listen, keep the cup in our conference. Ali Mata. I believe that's correct pronunciation. Ali Mata is the new Blackhawks defenseman. He's only 24 years old. I like this deal.
They need help back there, Steve. I mean, you look at the numbers last year for the Blackhawks.
Not good.
No. Second most goals per game allowed, 3.5. Most high danger chances, if we want to go deep into it, in the entire league. Needed help on that on the blue line, and they went out and got it. So hopefully it'll work out.
Yeah, and as long as the kid stays healthy, he could be a real force.
Well, when he came into the league, he was tabbed to be a stud. So
yeah,
it took a lot of flack in Pittsburgh for not being as good as they wanted. But
and he's got nice hair. If you've seen him, he's got nice hair. As you would guess, I'm bitter.
Very good hair. Change of scenery will perhaps help him. Certainly, the Blackhawks are betting on that.
Sure.
And it is a phenomenal name.
And he's going to love Chicago. And I think he's the only Ollie in the National Hockey League. I could be wrong, but you know, we're not exactly overrun by Ollies in hockey.
Do you remember Ollie from Hoosiers when he made the free throw,
sure.
The underhanded free throw?
Yeah,
Jimmy Chitwood. Come on.